Daf Ayin Dalet on the base. But the Gemara tells us, Hai man de Purim Silka Chaya Mishim Tochen. Hai man de Sol is Silka Chaya Mishim Tochen. Exactly clear what these things mean. But we saw yesterday five different heterim to allow us to dice vegetables, fruits or vegetables on Shabbos. The first one is, we saw in Tosfos, Dafka b'silka shayin t'china v'shar ochlim shari. Tosfos is not clear what it means. On a simple level, what it means is that whatever can be eaten in a raw state, so then there's no violation of tochen, which we'll see in a minute why that's so. The Rosh seems to say a different part, that the only time there's a violation is what's called Purim. Purim means to crush. Silti, as we saw in the Rabbeinu Chananel, take a look, in my edition, it's the first wide line. Shemefare kanimin ayolol yotzi binis kamin kemach dak. Only if you really grind it. The tochen means to grind it into flour. If you're just cutting it, dicing it, it's not a problem. Those are the Tosfos Rosh is a funny expression, derech. The Rebbe considered to be derech tchina, which is opposed to other ochlim. Then we have the Rambam, who said, Yonei chayv atochen kidei levashel. Then you have the Rashba, who says, Yonei chayv v'tzliach hazman and not liyal. Those are five potential heterim for this particular malach. Five different ones. Can you get me one more sefer? Can you get me the Megillah sefer? Are you able to get that for me? That's what I would like. I chose to use his mahalach to try to explain this. So, while it's being gathered, I'm sure the fundamental nakuda that he quotes is the Gemara, which we've seen many times already. But the Gemara tells us that certain malachas, you're not in violation if you don't really need it. You don't really need it. Take a look. I want to share the Gemara itself inside. It's a review. Spent a lot of time in the malacha of Borer. That's for sure. A lot of time on Borer. So there we saw a concept on the Kuf Tesav and Aleph. Take a look, please. Kuf Tesav and Aleph. Halfway down. The narrow lines. Halfway down. There the Gemara told us that something which you don't really need the Borer. What's the lesson of the Gemara over here? The lesson of the Gemara says over here, came in the Mishnah Sihachi Labidik of it. Achanami came in the Miskli Hachi Labidi Ka'ovid, Rabbi Osai. Labidi Ka'ovid. So now, let's take a look. I want to show you the Sefer, what's going on over here. You'll see how he phrases it. It's very, very nice. I like his presentation. That's why I chose to pick this of the various Svarim. See how he presents it. Okay? Take a look. We have the real one there, the real McCoy. Where's Tina? Ah, it's after Libra. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. The forward direction is right over here. Here we are. He's with Nair Malacha. I apologize for the technical delay. Okay. Tosfos says that there's no tchina ba'ochlin. to get the Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi we've seen many times. The Mordechai quotes it. You may recall it. Hashochek shum b'meducha chayim mishum toche. Garlic. Afal gav sheshum nechal gam chay below shchika. Who's ever eaten garlic here ever? Famous Gemara. V'yishalchol shum v'reichanodeh. It gives you bad breath. That's what we're trying to stay away from. Famous Gemara. But okay. Do you have to grind it? Or can you just eat it like this? Huh? No one eats it like that? So how do you eat it?
Cut up or cooked?
Let's say it's cooked.
Or ground, I'm saying.
Like ground is garlic powder. But garlic plain.
You need it, right?
Like a clove. You need it.
Raw?
Cooked, raw. Okay, but not ground. Oh. See, so like this. He claims that I don't know, it's Chazish do better. So what's his answer? Toysa Rosh Modin B'Ksisha She'osur B'chol Divreyem Lahater Nemru Rak Al Chituch Dak Dak. What's going on? Al Chidish Nifla L'Chumra. Only time that these Hekeim work in our Sugya is to dice something. But to pulverize it, to crush it, no Heta works. Is that Docha? As he says himself. For the Heta of China Be'ochlim, what's the Svar distinguish between Chituch and Ksisha? Doesn't see? More than that, the Rambam says, if you dice it, it's only Amanas Levashlo. Right? And the Svar says, Besubu Ad Rabbonim. Yishami says, Shochek Shum, not an Amanas Levashlo, it's still Chayim Hashem Tochen. At least the Rabbonim. And then he has a, okay, fine. Hanira Bezeh. This is what I like. I like this very much. This, I think, is to me, is the Emes Lamita. Svaras are Rishonim, Lahat Etchina Ba'ochim, Hikein Mashem Avur B'Shoganoch Shem Yutes, Shemutu L'Sanein Yayin O'Mayim Tzlul Maf Sheyesh Ben Chsomim, Batam Yishim, Bigmar Kuftes Amanav, Al Gemara, Ho B'nei Odom Shosim Ayayin Gamal Osinun, Lamidi Kovit, didn't accomplish anything. V'lachein Gam L'Gabe Tochein, Im Ershe Lecho B'lo Atchina, Lamidi Kovit, Umuta Ben Bechotach Ben Bechotach, no difference. Against Chazanish. What's the matter with you? You're dicing it or crushing it. As long as you can do without it, it's not a melach of tochen. Okay. When is that? Shtiyas yayin. Whether you have it with the kismin or without the kismin, still drinking wine. So most people drink wine even with kismin. Lo nifal shem tikkun. When you strain the kismin out. But, we had Rav Shlomo Zalman said this far. Him yesh beiz minim amurovin. Go marak im itriot, they have chicken soup with noodles. Also la freedom zemizeh. After Mishnah Sihachi, look, we can have soup with noodles, we can have soup without noodles. We want to separate them. Not allowed. Why Mishnah Sihachi? If I can't, I'll eat it with the noodles. No big deal. No. Mishum sheyesh hevdel im ochal amarak im itrios. Osh ochal kol mibiv nifrod. Just suk acher shel achila. I'm a purist. I don't go for mixtures. I'll take my chicken soup plain, and I'll have my noodles plain. Some balabuster to start to put them together. I want a different kind of a consumption if I'm having the chicken soup separate and the noodles separate as opposed to having them together. It's a change. Here, a beautiful, I love this. Shigam betokeh. Mashitiru tchina ba'ochlin, hana ba'ofen shayle atchina lo mishtane sugo achila. But the mokom la'ochlo sholeim, the little of ben ha-shinayim, instead of, in effect, grinding it between your teeth, you always grind it. Instead of grinding with your teeth, what do? Chotech es ha-yerek dak dak on ha-machiloso. So instead of, an apple is hard. Instead of having an apple, I'll cut the apple, I'll dice it into small pieces. It'll be easier for you to get down. Have a look here, Oakland. The token also. The matara. La arevo sonim dvarim acherim. Biofen shiyekan echus acheret shal achila. Zevale oso lechule yalmo. Heyos uvulo atchino. I can't use the wheat to bake bread if I'm not going to grind it into flour first. Can't do it. I can't make a compound of garlic together with water. You make some kind of a mix, most of alisha afterwards, without making it to tiny pieces. Nira Pashut. Shemishyesha garine dogan kluyim or garine kitios kluyim, shirun achil botchinim. Who talk and a son of Sam came up and shall arrive in my mashkin? Chayim Shem Tovim! Because you make it to a suk acher. And you shame shrik Hashem, says the Mefarish. Achakachu loshes Hashem in my mashkin, and you shame behedger. And the Rambam, etc., referred to a case where you're mixing the item with basar and mayim, gufechot, that's awesome. But just stop the cutting, have the small pieces, mutter, mayridik rabosa. Only thing is, Reis Yosef talks about, ever see a salad? You must have seen this kind of salad. I'll take cucumbers, cut it, you know, dice it. And I'll take pepper, and I'll dice it. And I'll take some tomatoes, and I'll dice it. Put them all together. So the Rambam says, and the Yosef says, that's also okay. It's also okay. Now there, they're mixing it together. So yes, no, come on. Only Tarobas Gemura, Shchikas Arifas, Sham Shochuk, Lush B'mashkin, a totally different thing. You're grinding the garlic into powder and mixing it with some water, make a whole new paste. That's a totally different thing. Sugak Shalachila. But if I take a couple of kinds of vegetables, I dice my tomatoes, and I dice my cucumbers, and I dice my carrots, and I dice my peppers, I throw the dice in together, it's all the same thing. That's a fundamental change in the way to be consumed. That's what he suggests. Have also I got it straight? Oh, this is beautiful. I love it. All this emes lamita. This is a beautiful pshat. Answers many, many, many questions. Many, many questions. I like it very much, this pshat. Fine? That to me, it's a beautiful pshat. One of the reasons that I like it so much is I once printed something just very much like this. And I say it on Shabbos, you can look it up yourself. Not exactly the same. I don't think I mentioned this idea of the Gemara of Kuftes, which that to me is the biggest find. The Gemara of Kuftes. But there it says you can do without it, not much of a significant change. But he goes on. Mashika Sabdu, to compare to Borer, not exactly the same. Why? Right, Borer, the Ran writes, if the Yayin is Ochuk Tzas, it's a little bit, some things in it. Avshe Evshe Lishtoso, Idea Tchak, you know, you can get it down. Acha Barov Neodo Makpidim, Shelo Lishtoso Belosinim. Most people will not drink it without straining it first. Lo itiu l'sanein kedaka v'shameres t'rak v'sudin ha'mashinu. Quoted in Mogan Avraham, Mishnah Berurah. By Tochein, says, no, same Mogan Avraham. Shigam ha'magvina kosher ma'od, muto l'chot ha'besakin dak dak, kevan she'evshel l'loas ha'bekoshi, shak l'lo v'zeh, ain't t'china b'yochlim. Not a perfect comparison. But if you could do it, most people don't want to do it that way. By Boer, it's also by Tochein, it's muto. Why? Not a prima garden, he says, quoted by Alacha. Istinis. You wouldn't drink the wine without with kismin there. So it's also to strain it, even though most people don't care. But the daito eitzel, you don't say about daito galadam. By token, the Truma Zadeshin says, no, it's mutter to dice the meat. To dice the meat. Even to somebody who will not eat it without cannot chew it without dicing it first. You follow them with a robe. It's not exactly identical. So why not? Why do these distinctions exist? Why? I'll tell you what I thought. I thought the answer was as follows. When it comes to Borer, the fundamental definition is this a psolus or is not a psolus? Is it a psolus or is not a psolus? So if you're an istness, so for you, it's a psolus. It has to be usur. That's when it comes to boring. When it comes to tochein, It's a different vart. A different vart. Nothing to do with psoas. No shape psoas. So as long as most people can have it this way, it's not called a tikkun. As we said before, in Oz Beis, has to be a tikkun. So most people can have it. It's not labeled as a tikkun as such. It's a more objective standard. More objective standard. Now, that's what I thought. Here's a bit of a different mahalach. Let's take a look. Watch this. Just, we saw this on Sefer yesterday. Perek Tezvav. Again, it's a bit typo in the Imam comes. A Miraskin Grovus Fahrun of Neas Kanan. It's against the Rishonim who say it's going to be Oakland. Hey, Grovus and Velas, this kind of stuff. Charuvim, it's all food. Sarach Lama. Lifnas Kanim. Shane Mikol and Lechov below reason. They have no teeth. Or bad teeth. Shani. Below Azina Basarubin Alma. It's against the Chumas Adeshin. He said when it comes to Basar, you follow over the Alma. What a great kasha. So what are the answers he goes from the Tosa Shabbos? Bas is not called Gedule Karka. Okay? And therefore, you follow the Rove. Krokos the Cheruvim, Gedule Karka. That's what he says. See, so how's that help over here? The Magen Avraham is saying, if you can shoe it, Bekoshi, it's Mutalach of Dak is only by Gvina, not Gedule Karka. If it's Gedule Karka, it would be no good. Would be no good the same as Borer. Depends on the majority of the people. Not this, without Dochak. A Chiddush go. That's what he says. Now, this is going to stand the Mishnah Berurah. Hey, when you dice onions and radish, dak, an hour or two before the Suda, the onions are also b'achila gam b'di'evet. B'di'evet? Sarach B, what kind of b'di'evet? Lechat chila mamachmir, like the Rishonim would say, yesh chinah b'ochlim, yeah. B'di'evet? We should be makil, based on Tosfos and the Rosh, who say there's no chinah b'ochlim. I, the b'tzom, are not eaten by most people without dicing them. Hey, what about cheese? Cheese. Then the laws of a koshi of b'tzom don't agree. The same as you can chew cheese. With difficulty, so to onions. So it must be it's only by Gavina, but not by Gedule Karka. And that's what he suggests. Interesting suggestion. Fine. The Shabruah is still Shver. Why? Because Tochen B'Yerek is Chotech Dak. Okay. And Tznon, radish. Even if you need some chituch, but you don't need dak. Don't need dak. Right? So Be'alacha says, namely the Arayim, we don't know what's considered dak, but for the Eved, we should be mekel. The Mishnah Berurah holds that whenever you cannot eat it below chituch lechatichos kitanos, yesh botchino, av shein sorach lechitucho dak. Why? It's an excellent question, Rabbi Osayin. If the nature of the din is, do I need the malacha or don't need the malacha? You don't need the malacha. You know what you could have done? Could have made it into big pieces. And if you make it into big pieces, you dodge the bullet. On the one hand, it's not a malacha, it's big pieces. On the other hand, it makes it possible to eat it. It's a lump to shakasha. He's asking, just like we said, as we said earlier, that because you can eat it without chewing it, without cutting it, dicing it. It's not a tikkun. When I dice it, we should take it one step further. Just like it's not a tikkun, because I could have diced it into big pieces, have my cake and eat it too. I have it, it's diced, but it's not, Rabbo, say, a violation of Tolkien. So even if I should choose to do it into very small pieces, say, I didn't need this. There's no tikkun. Could have done exactly the same thing with big pieces. Amigu. I'm talking about Matthias. Amigu. Could have had it and diced it into big pieces, we wouldn't have been in small pieces also. Interesting cash. Interesting cash. He asked on the Abed. I'll ask on the Chatchila. Same kash. Chatchila. What's the answer? That's what the answer is. Well, you know, if you need some kind of tchila, let me give you my pshat. My pshat. On both sides. We mentioned before, we saw yesterday the Korban Asana. Korban Asana said, look, the Torah doesn't tell you how to eat your food. We explained pshat, we just saw a few lines ago, that a person will use his teeth to grind food. We all use our teeth. Baruch Hashem, we've been blessed with teeth. Teeth are very hard, you chew down powerfully. That's a grinding process that you use your teeth for. So therefore, if I can grind this food with my teeth, then even if I should dice it into small pieces, that's considered the beginning of the grinding process. I will use my teeth, so I'm using a little bit of a head start. That's not considered to be in the category of a malach. However, Rabosai, if I cannot have it using my teeth only, I have to cut it. True, I can cut it into big pieces, which would not be a violation of tochen. But since I cannot have it using my teeth only, we're unable to label the dicing as the beginning of an eating process. Only if you can eat it straight, we can label it in that fashion. As a matter of fact, are we still on from yesterday, or was that we lost yesterday? Was yesterday? So it was yesterday. What sim was it? Nun Vav? What was it? What happened? Let's go one place. There's a particular line which I think helps us out over here. Look what he says over here in explaining this halacha. He says, trying to scan the line. I'm looking at the following lashon. Where's the word shalem here? Here it is. The boy ochale kemoshu shalem for your lowest of ben shina. He doesn't say he boy ochale with chatichas gedolos. Because he can't, if you can't eat it shalem, you cannot describe your dicing as the beginning of the eating process. You couldn't eat it straight. If you eat it shalem, then, whatever's going on before that is the beginning of the eating process. I hope it's a good shot. Came nearly. I think it's a nice shot. Oh. Yes.
Does that mean for the person, let's say a baby, you can't chew it?
We'll count the babies as we go.
Okay.
Babies are very, very important. Very important babies. We're not up to the end. Okay. So now Rabosa, let's take a look over here and see what he says further. Very important idea. We have a svara of the altar. Right? The altar. Called altar lebabach rebbe. Isn't that interesting? Altar. That's the altar immediately. It's the altar with old. Altar lebabach rebbe, shechonor harav, siv zayin. I believe it's on the Ma'amar Kamos. No one should say we're against. Lubavitcher Rebbe, we have Shulchanor Harav on the Ma'amar Kamos. Okay. Shemachman in Tavlin, Sheosro Lechotcho Besakin, Afilu Kelechol Miad. Why? Holvi Ein Derech Leochlai Le Tarubis. Heim Bezeh Hetna Shaltchina Li Alta. So the question is, why should that be so? Why? You know why? He says, because that's considered to be a tikkun. A tikkun, Rabosai. Considered to be a tikkun. when you mix the Tavlin with something else. The same as in the Mishkan. What happened in the Mishkan? What happened in the Mishkan? That's the ultimate tochen. But it's not enough gemina to do like karka. Right? What are you talking about? Melach is tchina. Before Shemishnah, quote in Shulchan Aruch, melach doesn't grow from the ground. Melach is part of the ground. It's a mineral, not a vegetable. What's going on over here? It's on the Mar Makomas. It's Tosefta. Machinery, it's not good to karka. Before she can buy the fine gimel, by Ma'amir. So what's the issue? The Kivegi answers his question. What did he answer? He's mega by Dramish and Gulli Karka. Only but Siruf, if they're Ochlim, even the Rishonim who say that Tchina B'Ochlim is Asr, will agree, and Gulli Karka, and Tchina B'Ochlim. But Melach, Shein Roy, Lachila B'lo Tchina, you can't just eat salt. Varai she'ein lahat derak al smach k'zeh she'ein gulei karka. Like bosachai. So you can't chop it for the birds because they can't eat it without chituch. Ah, but there are Rishonim and Poskim who say that's mutter. Get to that a little bit later on. You know what they said, these gedolim, the Taz and the Gra? Shuma sadesh and chozer bo b'sov dvarov. B'sov v'shema she'ein gulei karka. Zelavat svaro lahatir atchino. Apadava she'enu roya lachila below tchino. What do you do with melach? The answer is, melach is the mix of other things, and there's no kula of anything to do with karka. That's ikar tchino, Rabosai. This is what he suggested. The same idea. The yalter won't work in such a circumstance, and the karka won't work in such a circumstance, because it has a tikkun. This is the yisod. A tikkun is a tikkun. And that's comparable to what was done in the Mishkan. There's no heter of Lialter, no heter of any Gulikar. Who said so? The Alpha Lubavitch Rebbe again? You can look it up, it's right there. Ola Mikol Advar. What's the summation? Shebetochen Amanas Oru Bedvarim Achirim, Ein Mezeh Heter Shal Tchina Bi Oklin. And it doesn't have a heter of Lialter. And it doesn't have a heter of any Gulikar. Nothing works if you're making a tikkun. If you're not making a fundamental tikkun, it's just eating it, the same eating process, then you have three different aterim. Ain't tchina b'yochlim, ain't tchina l'yalta, tchina dula karka. It's important to understand that this is an important idea. Rabosai, we read the Chumash Hadesh yesterday. It didn't sound that way to us. We understood any dula karka here to be... Where are we? Oh, it's right here. Let's read it again. Can we take it from the top, Rabosai? Let's take it from the top. I'm going to tell you how I'll prejudice the jury. I read it as follows. It's a machlokas gedolei rishonim. Yesh tchina b'ochlim or ain't tchina b'ochlim. Even those who say yesh tchina b'ochlim don't hold from it what we said kulei hai. What does that mean, kulei hai? It's not the same as honest to goodness tchina. Honest to goodness tchina is you take something which is inedible, you make it edible, or you make it ready for a whole new kind of a usage, as we said before. But if it's neither of those two, it's just take an edible food and make it easier to digest and to chew and swallow, that's a garnish. Some say it's mamish garnish, GMG garnish, mid garnish, and then it's mutter. That's Tosis. And even those who disagree, that's the Chumash Hadesh, the way I read it, but they agree in principle, it's not so bad. And therefore, if it's not gedulei karka, we'll say it's already okay. That's how I read it. There's no independent head that's not going to be talking. What do you think? It's like Dosh? Like Ma'amir? Dosh is Ma'amir. The Gemara says. They're both saying, see the Gemaras. Turn back to the Gemaras, the beginning of... You're right here in Perek Lagodol. Just see the Gemaras inside. On the Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, four lines up. Ein Imur Ela B'Gedulei Karka. Okay, that's an Ayin Gimel Amud Beis towards the very back. Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Ein Visha, Elegulikar. That's it. That's where it's found. It's found in two places. It doesn't apply everywhere. It's just up to throwaway svar. Just like we find elsewhere, because it's not good to the karka, it's not so bad. Here did my token, which looks out as a sort of an extra consideration Even they will agree it's not tchina kulei. All right, we matter. That's how I read it. See if you're right or wrong. I prejudice the jury. Tell me if you think I'm right or wrong. Sheila. Mi she diyachol lulos yafin b'shina. Yesh shafanav basar shena ra. Kon tzlish shul kashal lulos. Sharele lach lecha basar b'shabas. Lach lach b'sakan lach 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 lach. Tshuva. Yerali the shari. Elef meshu tochein. Yeah. Kabe ochlin. Lo shayach tchina. See what he said? Kabe ochlin. Gabe ochlin lo shayach tchina. And the meat of the urcha litchon. Tchina's chitin, or sorin, or kiagam. No, yeah. That's what bekach. So that's the Tosei Rosh. The normal way is to take wheat and barley and to grind it. Yeah, you could eat it. Hakol says chitin of urcha barcha adama. Yeah, but that's not the normal way. Guys, when's the last time you chewed a kernel of wheat? Who has ever chewed a kernel of wheat in his life? So there you go. It could be done. Make a bar prayer done. Gemara says, "Lemaisa, we don't do it." Sharoch lo taisus. Okay, fine. Now, true, there are those who disagree. There are Raz Mimitz, also the Farer, Peiris, the Peruv Dakin. And the Mordechai says lechem is only because ain't token achatoken. Otherwise, it would be asur. Even though it's an ochel. And though the Ruah says it's Yesh Tchina B'Peiris, he can't go near it. He can name it. The B'Bas, the Mavushel, Tzibin Adan, Kul Alma Mod in the Shur. Kul Alma. Why? Funny thing, what I just did. Where'd you find this? There it is. Whatever. Oh no.
I'll just click off.
Hachim Atzina Liyim Melechas Ma'amer. We saw the Gemara. Aim Amel Ledule Karka. Okay? And therefore, even though Rabbi disagrees, here's the key line. Tchina Belkin, the Blavachi, Lo Shayach Mutchina Kulei Hai. I think that's the most important phrase. Even the Machmirim don't hold from it Kulei Hai. Why not? Because I guess it's not comparable to the Mishkan. So and even they'll agree it's not Kulei Hai. So therefore, their motive, they agree. It's just an extra consideration. Tosa says, there's no tchina at all by Ochlin in the Rosh. A list of the ram from Shag Onim, unless we can make a clear machlokes, we can make a distinction to the Mavish Shalom Olam. Let's do it. Period. So far, if you stop over here, I'm also saying, it's clear to me why I said to you until now it's correct. There's no doubt about it. So far. But watch at the end. The tricky part at the end. Omnam, Rabbi said the last few lines. A nira lahatim me'aytaimo lachtov pasor chai dak dak the tzorach ofos lachila. Why? The whole vein abasa kach roar lachila el lachus also lachurche. Igle neymar the hodi tiru atoisus litchon ochlin haine mishum dein tzorach tchina. Here's the verse I showed you yesterday. Misli b'achi, mishnasi b'achi. This is this line here. You don't need it. You can do without it. Ain't tzorich. If it ain't tzorich, then there's no violation. Oh. Ain't tzorich tina. Di boyach alei kemoshu sholem. I thought you were saying it. Not in bigger pieces. Sholem. For those of menchina. Avali lo hai time alo. And here... It can't be eaten. The Yimtomah came, Misha Eina Yochalilos, Afilu Bavosa Mavushal Otsli, Ye Yasser. Oh, if I can't chew my bare teeth. No, hold less. Latina Bosa Ruba the Alma, the Chosul Lilos, the Kaplo Shaikh Butchina, Afilu Misha Eina Yochalilos. The Bosa Chai, the Chosul Shumadam, Amos Chosul the Clovin, Lav Lahoki Kaimak, the Ophish Chashibusa, Ein Lahati. Stop right here. What do you say? I say, nothing changed. Nothing changed. It's the same thing all over again. Ain't tzorich. You throw in an extra thing to be Mamash Olam Olam, Lav Gedole Karka. But the Gedole Olam don't necessarily agree with me. We already saw quoted before from the Taz and the Grum. Rabbi said, let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. If you don't know how to have it, I'll put it on the screen. Shulchan Aruch, Rabotai. That's first of the Shulchan Aruch. There are five siman I asked you to see. Sifrim, I should say. What do we see over here? One is pilpulin is muta kalachayan, kufem alf. And coats and melech memoda shalates. Right? Is he over here? There's even though it's not going to do the karka, still a problem. Okay, different kind of assault. Here. Mutalachtok bosom of Vushal on sleep, dak misakin. That's the Chuba's addition. I will also lachtok dak with the old folks. Ho, when you call level, there's no chituch. Kamash the ochel. Tumas addition. Nun vov. What did Rabbo say? With me so far? Let's just finish up for the second. Yud. Also, Ligro, Gvina, Bishavas, Morg, Choros, Val, Pipios, Shakor, and Raloi. We'll get to that later. And the last one, Yud Reis. Hamachate, Chayerik, Dak, Tak, Chayim, Shem Tokhe. That's the whole Machava, that's all. What do you mean, Chayim? What happened to all that Tayrim? He abandoned us at the last minute. Tosh Saint Chinab Oakland seems to have abandoned us. What do you say about that? Maybe not so fast. So the Bible comes. Maybe not so fast. You have to come back. I'll get it back, right? I won't lose it.
Yeah.
Get it, Rambam. Before I should write it, before I should save time. Aladaf. That's the Mishnah. Watch this. Watch. Keitza. Hamachatech Yerech Daktak. Kosev Ramach. Havel on the forest. Davka Yerech. She'eno Nechal Chai. Yerech is a code word, said the Ramach. It's a code word. Yerech V'yeno Nechal Chai. Havel Yerech HaNechal Chai. Gon Shum V'chayotzibo. Mutter the Chatz Chukma Pas, he had the Tikshalayim Yom Kippur, and Mutter the Kedivah Serek Mitzarachim. Whatever his kash is not our point right now. The word Yerek, if you don't want to say that the Machaber abandoned us, was Machaber, even by Oakland, you can say Yerek means it's the Ramach. Remember, it's called by the Kesef Mishnah. He wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So maybe he had in mind, in his holy mind of the of Yosef Karo, had this in mind. But he asked the Machaber Yerek, he means this kind of a Yerek. Maybe. I can't swear to it. Sarachin is the Ramach's own words, not because of Mishnah's words. Hakan Lashon. Okay, look, that's a possibility. Back to the Mechaber, it's a good base. So if he assumed against that, he doesn't hold from the heter of Ochlin. He doesn't hold from the heter of dicing as opposed to crushing. And what about the other heter? What about the altar? Didn't say what about that either. Mamash abandoning us. He's leaving us high and dry. What about Kedel Levashel? No, didn't hold that either. Chazanish writes, the Beis Chazan quotes all their term, and then the Mechaber left them all out. All of them out. See, he asks everything. That's his take. You want to say maybe Yerek means, not edible based on the Kesef Mishnah. Okay. Rambo starts talking. Who adin the also lachto grovus v'charuvim lefnei azkenim. Okay, it's a Tosefta. Who I did? This seems to me a riot to my pshat with the Ramach. Because the Kedem can't chew. So Yerek, he learns like the Ramach. He can't chew it, can't even. A riot to my pshat in the Mechaber from the words of the Ramos, who's explaining the Mechaber. Daka Paris. I'm a mut lefar lechem, because ain't talking like a talking. Fine. Catch this now. Bechozel o Maria le Bechodich o Meniach. I'm a mochel miyad, I call Shari. This is the famous Shuvas Rashba, Rabosai. So the Rama put that in. Baruch Hashem for Ashkenazim. What about you, fellas? You may have Beverly Alf, what about you? Look at Yaakov Yosef. I don't want to speak to those. Not so easy. Not so easy. Oh. So let's take a look at some links over here. Who's the Taz? Is this the Taz? Guessing it's the Taz. Oh, I guess right. Okay. Oh, Tamua Psakzeh. He refers to what he said in Shin Chav Daf. Let's hold off and see it in a different place where we can see it right over here. It'll be easier for us. I'm going to take a Chiddush. Now, I got to find the Gura. Where is the Gura? It's hard to guess which notation is the Gura. If I can figure this one out. Let's try this one. What should be the Gura? Is the Gura one of the links, sir?
Should be,
right? Let's try this. Well, let's try this. That's not the Gura?
Maybe.
No, it's not that right. Okay, we'll be patient. We don't succeed at first.
You could just do
links,
just above all
the grows. Could be the grows not here. I think the grows not here. They don't have a grow.
You could do links.
Well, we have a grow. So how do you do that? What?
Go to
links?
Yeah.
Ah. We are a grow. Why am I wasting so much time? I'm so sorry. Watch this. Mutter. Look what he says. Ein tchina ele begidule karka. As it says by Imur. Vuadin uchom ulechas hakarka. It says ein heim an aleph. Wait a minute. The Gra seems to be saying, not like when we read the Shumas Hadesh. It's an afterthought, you know. Doesn't really, don't take it literally. It's just a little bit more different than the other foods. It's not going to do the karka. The Vilna Gaon seems to be saying, Mamish, it's a separate din of Gidule Karka, and it's a real honest to goodness din. That's how we understand the Shubha Zesh Maskana. Ein Gidule Karka is a separate consideration having nothing to do with Ein Tchina B'Yochle. Now, where does that come from? What she's going to quote over here. I showed it to you, I think, yesterday, perhaps. Here it is. Ein tochen acha tochen. It's over here. Molin is a molu. Wadin l'chol molocha, as it says over there. It's some kind of a separate thing. There's no tchina begidule karka. Shalom begidule karka, period. That's the halacha. That's the halacha. It's a separate consideration. What do you do with melach? The answer is, as we said before, it mixes with other things. This is an important part. Narabos become, I don't know if you saw the chance to see the Mara Makomis, to a very critical, we saw the three critical sources, I put them all on. One is the Truma Tadash, what we saw already. One is the Rajba, and one is the Rivosh. Let's turn our attention, Narabosai, to the... what happened? Shoot. Oh, you pressed the wrong button. Get out of here?
Cancel.
I'm so sorry. The
Rashba? Where would you find this? Rashba? He's a great shayla. Yeah, see, it's amazing. The person has a shayla, every time it's chacham. Sha'alta. Am I seeing inside? Emuta lefare pirure pituse lechem. Because it's Tanagona b'Shabbos. These are real shaylas, but this is not bluff. This is a real, someone really wrote this question. Is it tochen? Mistaba the Shari, the Shaul says. Why? Shavuye uchle mashre. The sukkah at the end of Masechet Shabbos that you're allowed to make food. Behema, etc. Ofo, it's fine. He wants it. It's against the Gemara. Haiman de Paris silka chayim mishim toche. What's going on? What's going on? How can you matter? What's going on over here? That's question number one. Why? Why? He doesn't understand the Gemara. He doesn't understand the Gemara. Why can't you give it to Ofos and Behemoths? Number two, the Rambam says, "Hey, Miraskin as a shachas as charuvim ne behema nira ketoche." What? Liadati dato. Shabbos kufnun hey, it says, "To mitrach biochlin or shavuye ochlin." Why is he going to talk about toche? And number, the Rambam says, "Ain't chinam a peris." What? Hello, Iker Tchina Beperisi. Keep the Masorah, it's Peris. Charuva Beperis. Like I said, there's no... What do you mean, Nira Ketoche? These are his kashas. These are his kashas. Tshuva. Tshuva. Mistabra. To the poris silko dafka mechadach dak dak. Til ochlo lo mocho. O bo bayo, machasho. That's dakka shil silko. Okay. The Erev. Okay. Chai. Avleochlo miyad mutter. This is the famous Rashba. Here it is. The altar is mutter. Shlo osu alav lechlo. Here's the keyword. We saw this phrase earlier in the Karban Asano. Here it's where it comes from. Shlo osu al adam lechol macholo chatichos gedolos oktanes. You can eat the way you want. Tike inyan chemed by borer. It goes to the whole thing of the altar. Here too. Period. So number one, he says, whatever's the altar is mutter. That's part number one. The Bekash against the Rambam, you're right. And Ras Charuvin is Mitrach Ruchla. That's the reason. Not because of Toche. Rabbo said the Achron will explain that although the Gemara seems to consider it to be an independent category, and of Kufnun Hey, either Mitrach Ruchlin or Shavuye Ruchlin, the Rambam has this, you know the Rambam, he's the ultimate classifier. He classifies things in categories. He's not going to take some kind of newest out of nowhere. No! He takes almost every Rabbanan and fits it into one of the categories of 39 Malachas. That's how Rambam works. He has the obvious Malachas. Right? Then he goes to the Toldos, and he has the Rabbanans in order of the 39. So the Rambam's longest was, it's not an independent violation of Mitrach Ruchlin. That's the way the Gemara phrased it. But fundamentally, he has to fit into one of the 39. It fits it into Tolkien. That's the Mechemist. The Mishnah, others say it even more of a fairish. This is she's just a Rambam. Okay, fine. We're not done yet. I tchina beperis. That's the kasha of the Rambam. What do you mean? What does that mean? Of course, the Yerushalmi. She got shomis with tochein and chaznish is kasha. What do you see from the Yerushalmi? Shakol toli bein osa v'ochali alter. Obobayo. It says rosh. Shall, watch this. Shall shum mechay mishum dosh shemakav patish ilechol la'alter for itir b'gemara perak tovin daf kuf mem chardo shalosh erev shabbos nemocha mamchu b'kliv and mamchu b'yad and we pass him b'kliv hilkoch af lefar lefnei atarnegolin shemazonosim olecha la'achilam mutter li'alter deshavuye ochle mashvinan. So this, the whole thrust of this Tshuva Sarajva is to be Matil Yalta. Matil Yalta. The Ran quotes it. The Shulta Gibbon didn't like it, Rabbo said. Didn't like it. Let's see inside. Take a break. We're not going to have a text inside. We'll use our paper. Please turn to the Ran. On the Ran, it comes. The Ran is page
Lamed Beis or Tzadi. Which edition you have? Lamed Beis of an Aleph or page Tzadi in the new edition? Okay, the Ran quotes the Rajba. Calls the Rajba Betshuva. Doctor, when the Mach Chachon the Gadachon Min the Mocha Beyom, like a Shov. Well, I'm Achi Shari, he compares it to Borer, yeah. And the Sefer HaMitzvah, which means the Smag, is Mach the exact same thing. For what reason? Ain't Tochen Acha Tochen. Get an impression that the Smag denies the Rajba. Again, they also impress the Rashba denies the Smach. They give me two different attayim for the same thing. One probably denies the other. Keep that in mind. Look at the Shulta Gibor. Right here. Shulta Gibor right on the side of the page. Not going to be the entire thing. Skip a little bit. Quotes the Ran, quotes the Rashba. Tmihani Olov. In my edition, it's either with Omachiskia. It's right there. Utmihani Olov. The came into Ha'isir who Mishim Tochein Mali Tochein the Baba Yom was out there. All the Mokar. If you call out Malachas cool and short, that's also in the Bitsarach, they also Malach for the Alta. You can cook. I can cook for the Alta. I cook tea and I'll drink it right away. What are you kidding? The Alta Shivein, you mean Breira. She threw liver of Shiroz Alech of the Alta. No! The awesome Tavid of Chag Avna, she threw the Havi Breira. It's not called Breira, it's called Achila. Well, the Rashi answer. Here's also called Achila. Yo, Shachamatz appears with the Abarim of Avol Hocha Shem Pish Chatiras Yerek Dach Abitoken Lo Chilta Minay Lano Lachal Mitzvara Udamas Mashalot Dimu Heim. Shia, that's a kash. That's a kash. That's a kash. Adka. So now Rabosai is the problem. Is the problem, Rabosai. The simple read of the Tosefta. The simple read. What does the Tosefta say? Let's take a look one more time. Please turn. We're here in the riff anyway. It's easy to find the Tosefta. Perek Tes Vov. Towards the end. The critical phrase. Ein Meraskin Dvelo Grogus Vacharuben Lifnez Kenim Bishabis. It's a Chazanish. This is the altar. Lifnez Kenim, he understands to mean literally in their presence. In the presence of the elders. So that's the altar Mamish. How can the Rashba say the altar is Mutter? It's against the Beferish Itosef. That bothers Chazanish. He gives a very important answer. We'll see soon. A critical, critical answer. Which, if it's true, is trouble. Because of the Rajba, Hiksha Mishnah Siakam the Chazanish, Tosefta, the Fneas Kanim, he's in Mesubim Lechol. Halayla is that Kolona Mesubim. Kolona is a Kanim, Kolona is a Torah, they're all gathered around the table in this Kanim, and you're still not allowed. You see, the altar is Usher. So the Chazanish based in this Kasha, the beautiful terrace. Din Chodesh. Shekol ma shehitir ha-rashba hainu davda v'chituch dak dak shelo ostru ala odom lechol v'macholo chatuchas chatichas gedol as Ogdanas as we saw. Al v'risuk shenifrach l'rsisim smithereens zemais etchina gomor v'no derech achilo v'ostru afilip sh'ochol miyad. Is that true? Tzorech yun! The Gemara Kufnun, hey, I ain't berisuk a charuvim with a behema, and the Mishim Shvus shall ashwe uchla, or mitruch be uchla. Mishim Tochin, no, he knows about rasik liter sisim. He has to cash himself. Tell me, chatichas gedolus. Tmuim, look at the Rajbi, see klar. That the Shoa was bothered by the Gemara Kufnun, hey, why is it no din of Tochin? And the Rajbi says, the altar is mutter, even though it's sisim. What the last line? What's the last line of the Rashba? He's talking about taking bread and crushing it for Tarnagolim. That's crushing. It's not a dicing, it's a crushing act. And there too, he's mad because of the altar. The Chazanish is pilei ploim. It's so shver. It's so shver.
Against Chazanish. I had a Tosefta, with Nehas Kainim. No, he gives his teretz. What is he saying over there? An amazing teretz. That's Risuk Ayedei Modoch. What's a Modoch mean? A water and pestle, or some kind of a specialized instrument to do crushing. Melech is awesome. Tvei Lecharuvim, same way. There's no heter fchina out there. Why? Kliyam yuchud lekach as the Rivosh said. Otherwise, it's permissible. Rabosai. That's what he says. That's what he says. That's his teretz. That's his teretz. Okay. He says the Alter Rebbe says the same thing. Shulchan Aruch Rav for the third time. Three Alter Rebbes. Is there another teretz besides his teretz? I believe the answer is yes. We shall see soon. The word lifnei azkenim does not necessarily mean that they're sitting there. Lifnei azkenim is a chiddush of Osai. Right? The prohibition over here is when you're preparing for azkenim who cannot chew. When are they coming? In 2 hours from now. Deny the whole deal of the chiddush in the first place. It's another way out. We'll see that as we go. Fine. Now we come to halacha lemaisa, Rav Osai. Babies often eat bananas. You've seen babies eating bananas in your family, cousins, nephews, little brothers eating bananas, right? Never saw bananas? It's a very healthy food for babies. Give a banana. So when the babies are very young, you buy baby food. Oh, can I tell you baby foods I bought in my time? Used to go to the store and they make them out of glass. That's the store, right? They pack up baby foods. It's also expensive, baby food. Much cheaper to buy a banana. Let me tell you. So what do? You take a banana and you... Mash? Is the right word to use? You mash the bananas, right? Maybe you do that on Shabbos. This cause of the hachman for reason bananot. Lifnei atinokot b'shabbos. Also, the shini amad the king is a fork. Afilu b'shulecholi out there. The baris began with the arashba also. That's the chazanish. The mashad is bar. That's not true. Keva she'ena marasa and the kli amiyuchel. The king is using a plain old fork. Yesh lahatir. Yesh lahatir. Baruch Hashem. So far, so good. So far, so good. Then he says, wait a minute. We're not done yet. Chazanish has a tanos of lahachma. He learns pshat mogen avraham yudalid. We'll have to see what he did, sorry. The ladina ain't al somech al das harashba al a betzir of zeh shein tchina biyochlim. He claims the mogen avraham lies on the altar only in combination with the heter of Ochlin. For the Fnaz Canaan, she epshlem the Los Lotchina, also lach toch gule karka, feel the shulech, all the altar. There's no tzirub. He don't trust Rashba by himself. The shulech didn't like it. Fize, kamarisu kamananos, the Fnaz Tinokla, she nechom lecha, below risu, and the hokka, feel the altar. Gewalt. If I want you to mash banana, it's fine, not my baby. Al Mishnah Brura, Mavua Lehedra, Shechol Lake Vesove, Shafil Bigdu Lekaka, Shiev Shalecha Blot China, Som Chim Al Das Arash Balachud Lohokel, as the Magen Avraham also says, Rav Moshe says, Chadish Le Yochid Bezeh, all that Chonim say, you can rely on the Rashba by himself. Fine. So again, what are you doing with the Tosefta? Modoch. That's the teretz that he gave before. Modoch. The truth is, open your Mishnah Berurah. It's to me clear as day. Clear as day that the Chazanish is against the Poshup Shah. And I found this svara in the Hilchos Shabbos for Shabbos. You look it up yourself, page Tov Reish Tzadi Zayin.
as mechavet his das. The simple words are against Chazon Ish. Look what it says over here. Watch. Watch. The Lashon of the Rambam. What does it say? V'chol zeh lo mayri ela v'chol zeh gomeniach avel lo ochlo miyad hakol shari midi dehavi aboro lecho miyad the shari. So what does that mean? What does that mean? It's Chazer again. The Ramah writes, also lachlach grobos v'charuvim lefnei hazkenim. And v'chol zeh lo mayri ela v'chol zeh v'meniach avlochlo v'yad hakol shari. The faro lecha, everything's mutter shari. Everything's mutter. Everything's mutter. Everything's mutter, so with beer. The out, everything's mutter. Right? So Yachol Alohaso is one heter. And even if not, even if they ask Canaan, which they can't chew, even that's what the Liyal. That's a Poshup Shat. The Poshup Shat, I both say, Poshup Shat. Poshup Shat. Fine. Good. So now, I saw something fascinating. Chazanish asa tzishu the banana with chile and maslin. It's an eitzah. Kat hasak. What's a kat? Kata. Handle. Oh, kata maslin. Before Shigamar, we just learned it. Pilpul and bakata the sakina. What a great answer. Tell the Shira Shabbos, that's only zeh het the rak avur cotton. Only because of Shas and Tchak, they make it for a cotton. Says the Gila Sefer, puk fakert. Ain't a movement. The poshut shehet and bekata sakino gamavur godo. Like pilpul, it was even peppers, it was even by adults. Ida has an issue set for cotton. No. Midare behove. Sheregil in the rasek. A banana. Avruktane. Who had in the godo? Ula hepech. The godo yesh yosit sarhet. The whole viochel lecha below trina. As opposed to a cotton. So he says, Rabbol said, Meridik. Meridik of her. Beautiful. So far, he's being maker for a godel against the Shmir Shabbos. He's 100% right, in my opinion. But yes, but some chacham echad has a kash of the chaznish by bananas to use the handle. Beis Yosef says, Mishavol Yalevet. The davka be pilpulin shari. Why? Shaderech lekosham be machteshes uve madach shalevet. Normally, you take pepper and you grind it in a grinder. They have a cut of the sakina, the shini gadol mud lechatchila. Banana and avocado. Shaderech the raskinai de shini amazek. That's no one do it with your fork. Vaday shein hetel the raskinai the cut of the sakina. Shein the shini gomer. A fork and the handle of a knife are not so different from each other. Also with rabbanon like stam kolachayad. Raya brew up in the Mogan Avraham. Quote the Rashi in Kuflam, etc., etc. This Kasha is Rav Moshe's Kasha, and he has no terms. I'm going to give you my terms. I told you so many times already this year. A Kalacha Yad is not Mater anything. Kalacha Yad is only a poter, it's not Shevis, not Mater anything. So the question, how do I learn Shad and Gemara and Kuf my Malach from an Aleph? Open the Gemara again. Open it. I want to show my Diak a second time. We did this once before. Look, there's a phrase which you may remember from in other contexts. Kuf mem aleph aman aleph. Says the Gemara, Rabosai. Hani pilpuli. Meidak choda choda bekata sakina shari. Padios. Rava Omar. Kema de mishani. Afilatu manami. Like a muskaran. Kema de mishani. Afilatu manami. Who remembers when we had such a phrase? Who remembers? That's very good, man. It's not a Masechta Shabbos. Who remembers? No one. Can't expect you to remember it. We spoke about Mol and Melilos. Mol and Melilos. I can show it to you a little bit. And of Kufchav Chesam and Aleph, the Gemara talks about it a little bit. It's one of Beitza is the biggest sugya. In Kufchav Aleph, Kufchav Chesam and Aleph, the Gemara talks over here about Mol el Berosh Yetzvosa v'Ochel, and you shouldn't do Harbe. And the Gemara is a Besekta Beitza, came in the Mishani, Afilatuvanami, the same expression. I told you before about that. There are certain malachas. Dosh is one of them. Tochen is another one of them. And when they get to Lush, next one. All three the same thing. The quantity affects the quality, the nature of what you're doing. If it's a small amount, then by definition it's not a malach. When it comes to Dosh and Tochen, only in cases where, by definition, it's limited. And the two examples that Rabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us, the world is a limitless world. Endless, it's endless grain, we can do whatever we want, it's endless. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the human body the opposite of endless. The human body is very finite. 6 feet tall, how tall are you, right? How big are you, right? You have extra large size. You want to buy gloves. So extra large. Pick up your hands, Rabbi. Pick up your hands. I see no giants over here. Their hands are a little bigger, a little smaller. By definition, your hand is limited. Therefore, with respect to Mol and Melilos, in the sugya, how much you put in your hands already? It's a limit. Not like Dosh. Dosh, you take a pile of wheat, you go bang, with a huge implement should be this big, endless. Your hand is limited. So too are mostly with respect to tochen. That is a kata de sakin. What's kata mean? A handle. By definition, handle, the Russian hand. The handle can't be too big. You have to put your hand on it. So the man is, by definition, it's small, they will make it. I have a quibble with the Shemir Shabbos Kolchasa on this basis. I want to quibble with him. I love the Shemir Shabbos Kolchasa. But there's one particular psak that he has that I'm not mekabel. For this very reason, I'm not mekabel. Take a look. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Oh, I didn't bring it in. What page is this? Do you remember the page number here? Totally forgot. Wow. Ask me out. Alright. I'll read it to about Ben. If you look in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Vov, Simen Ches, that's what we still have, right? I hope so. Yeah, Boch Hashem. What we have. So here he criticizes the Shmir Shabbos for saying it's only Perek Vov Simen Ches, it's only for Kot. He says, no, it's not true. That same Simon, in that same Sibches rather, he doesn't quote that part over here, he says, the Chazanish said, you can use the handle of a fork or of a spoon. Writes of Neubert, I left out the handle of a spoon. Because a spoon, you don't need a handle. Even the back of the spoon is not the normal way to handle with bananas. It's good enough. In a shinoi, the normal way is with the teeth of the fork. So the handle of the fork is one shinoi, and a spoon, even the regular, what should we call it? The spoon of the spoon, not the handle. What is the word for that? Cup, the cup of the spoon, whatever word you want to use for that oval, you know, that roundish shape. It's also good. Lania's deity, it's not correct. You know why? It's not a word in a shinoi. Shinoi is also in the Rabbanan. It's by definition limited to the size of your hand. So a handle is limited. But a spoon, I could take a handle and make a spoon the size of this whole room if the material is light enough. You know? Therefore, the back of the spoon, no, the spoon part of the spoon, in my opinion, is not a good handle for the banana. You have to do that with a handle. Because the handle is limited by size. That's the nature of the kula over here. Kain nira li. So the Chazanish said, not what Shmir Shabbos said. there's a local tour, a local heter, I should say, in Ilchos Tchina. And it seems to me, Rabbi Osai, against this. He's saying, the Chacham Echad said, that's just a big shinui, from a fork to the back of the, to the back, to the handle. Again, the handle of the knife is very different from the machteshes, the grinder. But here you usually use a fork, the handle is not so different. No, not shinui, we're not discussing it, because Klachiyad. Klachiyad is Potter Abel Osir. It's a separate and local din. So that's why I'm disagreeing with this Chacham Echad as well. Fine. Now back to where we just came from. Let's see here in Ozai. The Gron Nataz. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Let's see quotes. Let's see inside. Let's see inside. Look at Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Ozai. Shin Chav Aleph Lamed Aleph. What did it say over here? Rambo writes, Sif Yud. Hoa Ve'en Yecholim Lo'ochlo B'lochituch Kamash V'lo'ochlo. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph. V'yesh mekilin bazet taz v'agro. Why? So if you dive them to masadeshen v'sov dvarav chozer bo v'sov v'shemash enu gedul ekarka zelavat svaro lahatir atchina v'dav v'shen eroa lachil v'lo tchina v'shitosam t'mua me'od shari mash enu gedul ekarka zulu chola yoser svaro lahatir yisad d'araisam. That's true by Ma'amer, it's true by Dosh. So what's going on over here? And the whole Jewish tradition comes to make compare Tochen to Ma'amer, so these be the Rabbanon. So Pirlei Ploim Mamish, that's Kasha number one. That's a great Kasha. That's an absolutely great Kasha. That's a fantastic Kasha. Another Kasha, Kasha number two. Sheishita Saramba, Odom Ubehema Agidule Karga. What? I call you a piece of dirt. Compliment. What are you gonna do the car? You're going from the ground? What does that mean? Why? Hey also when he's zonim in our karka. We eat vegetables. As animals do as well. The Magad Mishnah says so. Shadow Ram, that's what Ram is. Why do Ram hold? Ram hold any shall we do the karka? But you chai them on chole mishum afari. How can it be? The two answers. The Magad Mishnah's answer is that you can, for this respect, consider the person, an animal, the cow. Who suggested this? Tosfos, just to refresh your memory. I and Gilam and Bayes, just refreshing your memory. The long Tosfos. Tosfos is over here, Rabbi Osai. What does he say? The last Tosfos on Gilam and Bayes, what does he say, Rabbi Osai? Ain't low by the fourth line. Dr. Chilos and Shudar, Patria Bonin, and I hate. In a certain context of kes of meiser, etc., Tos says it's wrong. Not like samamonim of a mishkan, which is really blikar. It's right. This ain't lomar. That's one teretz, which he's calling over here. Who remembers it? Avraham and Rambam. No one remembers that one. Avraham and Rambam said not every tour of an av applies to a tolu. That's a very wide ranging thing we spoke about on Red Lent. Just refreshing your memory. Right, that's kasha number two. You know, Angel of the Karka, Chovel Bodma of the Behema, Karsh Mafari told him the Dosh, and Cholev also. And therefore, Chidl Kavina B'Shabbos considered to be Gidul the Karka. Jeez. Yeah. Because of Muchach, on both sides. I like this, I think it's right. Iker Ahetna Shalat Chumas Adashim Mishun. Ain't chinah biyochlin. Shumas adesh and mosif shegam acholkim b'shayirukis. Modin the basar. Hold on, look. It's a throwaway line. An extra smar just to get over the hump. Chay ba'ochlin keilu v'aray shein chinah el. Yeah. Ain't kavanos yeshir shal shnei svaras defrodas lehetim. No. El abiyur shebin sir of beis svaras yachad habishin gadol b'tzuras hamalacha. I don't agree with that. I gave you my pshat. I don't agree with this pshat. I think it's pshat like this. There's only one heter. The heter is ein chinah b'yochlin. But since, as he said before, even those who hold yesh chinah b'yochlin, it's not kulei hai. It's probably it's not a daraisa. It's not so serious because it's ochlin, and you could have used it, could have consumed it in that fashion without grinding it first. It's also b'derabonon and ein lekaker.
throws it over the top. That's my pshat. That's my pshat. He's saying it's a different word over here. What it means, I don't know, some kind of a different svara. Oh. I'm not sure what exactly he says. I think my pshat is better. But his svara, I want to take the following. He has shinu gadol. I'll give you pshat in what he says. My own pshat, I also, as follows. Rabosai, what's the av malach? What's the av malach? Grinding wheat to make flour to make bread, right? Ofa, or some cooked item, fine. So Rabosai, they was do the kakabamish. Chitin. Chitin. Fine. So I want to make the following statement. When it comes to Gedulei Karka, same shot in him. Gedulei Karka is always going to be considered awesome because it resembles the Mishkan. What resembles the Mishkan? The Cheftza. The Cheftza of Gedulei Karka is like the Cheftza in the Mishkan. Fine? On the other hand, if the ochlim are not gedulei karka, they're not like the chevtza in the Mishkan, nor are they like the Mishkan insofar as the Mishkan you did a tikkun which you couldn't live without, and he could live without it, as we said before. So it has no resemblance to the Mishkan. That's why it's what. Shini Goro make it be interpreted in the following fashion. It is no resemblance. If Rabosai, it's something you can't live without, then it resembles the Pa'ula in the Mishkan. If it's Gedulei Karka, it resembles the Chemps in the Mishkan. But if it's not Gedulei Karka, and you can live without it, it doesn't resemble Tochen, not in the Chemps and not in the Pa'ula, then it's put. Perhaps. So now Rabosai, the Rambam has a lot to say over here. I want to show you some Rambams. And there are three Rambams. Really. What's going on? Rambam? Shabbos? What happened? Take a look at three prokem. First parak zayin. I want to show you inside. So four. Oh, I pressed low. I'm mistaken. Oh, we got the trouble. Zayin. Halacha hey. What's a toldo? Malacha adom al abelovus. Look at the example he gave of all 39. Right? Our malacha. Ketzad. Hamachate chazayirav mat. Levashlo. Again, levashlo. Chayev, Zu HaMalacha told us Tchina, Shatochein Lokeach Guf Echad U'Mechalko L'Guf HaMarbe, Cholahos HaDobet HaDomo L'Zeh, but he told us Tochein. Okay? What's the connection here? This is dicing and this is crushing, but it's Yerek. Chein Lokeach L'Shon Shol Matchis. This is a metal. V'Shofoso. You think I can be Afro, you make gold into gold dust? Oh, survey's off. It's told us Tchina. There it's comparable not in terms of the chetza, but the pa'ula. What you do? You made a salad into dust. Follow it? Not it both, but it was. We're saying now, if it's a non-food, and you just cut it, that would be nothing. It's not resembling it in either fashion. That's the one that suggests along the lines we're saying now, like really cock. That's parent design. We saw the chetza mishnah, parent ches. Another rabbi. Parent ches. Hatochen gegrom was chayav. Look at that as well. Chol ha-shochek tavlin v'samonim v'machteshes v'is a tochen v'chayav. Ha-mechadach yerech tolosh v'is a told us tochen. Chena noser eitz v'n ha-hazmin nesorah shalem v'ashofa shon matches chayav v'shiyoshet kol shu. Fine. What's he saying over here? Same yesod again. Right? If it's Tavn Salamonim, it's Tochein. That's the Av. Two things going for you. It's crushing, and it's food, Gdula Karka. Same as wheat. If you're Mechatech, it's a Tolda, why? It's a different Pu'ula. If it's no Siretzim, it's a Tolda, why? A different Chefsa. Not food. Follow me? The Rams keep going along. One last parak, and then we can finish. Parak Chafal. Hamachatech as a Yerek Dak Dakhil Levashlo, as it told us talking Mechayov. Okay, that makes sense. Lefichach. A Miraskin lost a Shachas lost a Haruman lost a pair of hands, Dakar, and make us a nation near Katoka, near Katoka, Drabona. Machat Lun, why? She ain't Techina be Paris. There's another Gerson. Elder, we think it's the correct Gerson. Ain't Techina be Paris. As we said, the reason before is because you can live without it. Aye, Yerek? No, Yerek means with the Ramach. That's not Nechel Chai. And if it's not Nechel Chai, what are you doing with it? What are you going to do with it if you can't eat it raw? Only one thing. What? Cook. By definition, Amanas Levashel. Why do you mention Amanas Levashel in Perek Zayin? Didn't have to. If it's Yerek means, Yerek Chai means it has to be Amanas Levashel. It has to be. Oh, has to be. Oh. But if it's Nechel Chai, it's Mutter, it's Paris. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Now, let's go on a little bit. We have a Gemara over here about saying Kufem Aleph. Hani Pilpulin is a problem. Why are Pilpulin not Paris? Why Nikolach Hayad for? So since we have it here, we haven't seen it even once today, let's turn it. It should be for nothing. Thank you, though. I apologize for the reason until now. Oh, are you starting again? Mm-hmm. This is preloaded? What? It's supposed to be on. Well, if it goes on the next 2 minutes, fine. If not, tomorrow's another day. Let me tell you what it says on that page. He says like this, because the tavlinin, the spices, such as pepper, are not so fit for use before you grind them. That's his word. That's why it's no heter of Ein, Trina, Vipeiris. We can say a different word. When you do Shechika, when you grind it as opposed to dice it, that's so pilply and no worse than metal. No worse than metal. The Prima Gaon goes as far as to say, we don't Ein, Trina, Vipeiris, this is not Ochlin. You know, this pepper, that's not the pepper, you know, the delicious pepper that you and I have with our salad, which is so wonderful. This is the sharp pepper, you just couldn't eat it. It's only such a sharp item, you had to grind it and use it as a spice. You use it as a spice, therefore it's not considered to be a real food, right, the Prima Gaon. So my last point is to say as follows. We have a Mogen Avraham, it's a cotton you doubt. The Chazon Ish understood the entire Magen Avraham to referring to Li Alta. I'd like tomorrow to start with the Bir Halacha in Sif Yud Beis. That's tomorrow's Shia. All the Sif Yud Beis, we didn't touch it yet. Sif Yud Beis and all the Bir Halachas. The first thing he's going to see, he's going to say that the Chazon Ish is incorrect. The Magen Avraham is the Yachas Man. And we'll see maybe even the Tosefta is the Yachas Man. So turn things around to see how the Shmaya tomorrow's Shia. Okay.